Drama on News Talk.
Now on documentary and drama on News Talk, a new comedy horror by Emily Gilmore Murphy. This is The Spa Weekend. A warning that language is featured in this drama.
The Spa Weekend by Emily Gilmore Murphy.
Hey, Sophie, how are you? Oh my God, you're looking amazing. No, don't compliment her. She'll know something's up if you compliment her. Sophie, you won't believe it, but the funniest things happened. No, Billy, she'll know you're lying. She always knows when you're lying. Sophie, I know I said we're going on a spa weekend, but...
Hey, sorry to keep you waiting.
It's okay. Are you wearing a robe?
Obviously. Do you want to feel it? It's really soft.
Why are you wearing a robe?
We're going on a spa weekend.
Yeah, but we're not in the spa yet.
Billy, feel it. Feel this robe.
Yeah, it's soft. I get it.
It's not just soft. It's so soft that I feel like I'm being gently caressed by purring kittens. This robe is the robe of gods, and I refuse to take it off until Monday morning.
You are going to shower this weekend, aren't you?
I'm not taking it off.
Okay, fine. Let's just go. There was actually something I wanted to tell you. What was that?
Nothing.
You brought Basil, didn't you?
No, you told me not to.
Then why is your bag barking?
Oh my God, Billy, would you look? Basil snuck into my bag.
He's an overweight schnauzer. He can't sneak anywhere.
Well, we might as well bring him with us now.
No way. He snores.
It's not his fault. He has sinus issues.
And he's always killing things and bringing them back. I heard you calling him Basil Bundy the other day.
That was only a joke. And anyway, we don't actually know if he's killing those animals. He might just be finding the dead bodies and bringing them back to claim as his own victims.
Yeah, because that's less creepy.
Oh, please, Billy. He gets so lonely when I leave him on his own. Please, please, please.
Okay, fine. But if he turns up covered in blood again...
He won't. And anyway, we don't know if that was human blood or not.
You think that was human blood?
You need to relax.
Good thing we're on our way to a spa. What treatments did you book?
Treatments?
Did you book us massages or facials?
I think this place is a bit different.
Like reflexology? Oh, I've always wanted to try Reiki.
I don't think there's treatments per se, more like activities.
What? You said we were going to a spa.
Yeah, well, it is technically a spa weekend. As in S-P-A.
What does that stand for?
Supernatural Paranormal Activity Weekend?
Oh, no.
I know, I shouldn't have.
Lied?
I wouldn't say lied. I would more say withheld debatably vital information.
Just a fancy way of saying big fat stinking lie.
It'll be fun. And it'll be a great opportunity for me to test out my abilities.
Billy, you are not psychic.
It's called sensitive. I have the ability to contact the dead. I just need a bit of help. Do you remember in school?
For the 100th time, you didn't see a ghost.
Yes, I did.
Sometimes I wonder how we're best friends.
But we are best friends, so you'll do this with me, won't you?
Fine. Where is the crazy people gathering taking place then?
The retreat is taking place at Manor Hill House in the Wicklow Mountains. Apparently, the locals have nicknamed it the Gateway to Hell.
Sounds like great crack.
Hurry up, Sophie.
I'm going as quick as I can.
You'd be faster if you let Basil walk himself.
That'd be cruel. He hates the rain.
I don't exactly love it myself.
I can't believe we parked so far away.
I'm sorry. This place was further up the hill than I thought it would be. But look, we're here now.
Don't tell me nobody is here. It's okay, Basil. Just stay in the bag.
He can breathe, right?
Hope so.
Hello?
Is this place abandoned? It smells like dead people.
That would be me.
Sorry, I didn't mean... I just didn't see you. I mean, I didn't scream because of you. Well, it was because of you, but not because of how you look or smell. It was just because...
I'm an amateur taxidermist. I was experimenting with some embalming fluids when you knocked. You're wet.
Is it raining? I didn't notice.
Sorry, but we're actually here for the Supernatural Paranormal Activity Weekend.
Oh, that... My name is Claude, and I'm the general manager of Manor Hill House.
This weekend might not be so bad after all.
What do you mean?
Claude is cute. In a I've just risen from the dead kind of way.
This weekend's activities include a 3-course dinner, followed by a paranormal investigation of the various different rooms of the manor. Tomorrow there will be a fairy hike, a light lunch, and then in the evening our seance will take place, hosted by Lady Victoria Fletcher.
Oh, wow! I can't wait. Psychic Weekly says she's one of the hottest mediums right now. Apparently, she's contacted loads of dead celebrities.
And will you be taking part in these activities yourself, Claude?
No. But I will be at the reception all weekend, should you need any assistance.
What was that?
What was what?
Someone is laughing? Surely you both heard it.
I believe all other guests are in their rooms. Though the building is old, it can often make strange noises. Perhaps you should have a lie down before dinner.
I'm not imagining it. I heard someone. A woman? Sophie.
I think we both need a lie down. Claude hasn't talked to me all night.
He's working.
Maybe if I open my robe a little?
Don't.
Well, there's not many people here, is there? Only 12 at dinner. Well, 13, if you count Claude. Like, it's a big castle. You'd think there'd be more people staying. Do you think that guy over there is the leader of the ghost hunters? The one with the hunchback and big ears?
They're not ghost hunters. They're paranormal experts.
Why are you so grumpy?
I'm not.
Basil thinks you're grumpy too. Is there something wrong with your food?
My food is fine.
Well, that's a lie. This food is far from fine. I think I saw something crawl off my plate earlier.
Why did you say I was lying about that evil laugh?
Not this again.
I heard it.
You think you heard it?
I have a gift. I can hear things, see things that other people can't. The reason you and Claude didn't hear that woman is not because it didn't happen. It was because it was a ghost. I know it.
How?
I don't know. I can just feel it.
Are you sure? Are you sure it was a ghost?
Yes.
Okay then.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I believe you.
Thanks.
You know, I can feel things too.
Really?
Yes. I can feel that Claude has a thing for me.
I don't get what you see in him.
He's got that sexy vampire look. He can nibble on my neck any day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Alvin Bartholomew Tubley, but my friends call me Alvin, so you can call me Mr. Tubley. I'm joking, of course. We're all great buddies in the ghost hunting community.
Told you.
Shut up.
So, I'm your official host this weekend, and I'm so excited you're all here. Ghost hunting is such a bonding experience. Trust me, while communicating with the dead, you will all make friendships that will last a lifetime. So tonight, we'll be using a nifty little gadget of mine called an EMF reader. It measures surrounding electromagnetic fields. Pretty cool, I know. When it arrived from Amazon last week, I thought, happy birthday and Merry Christmas all in one. So, with this device, if there are any little ghosties out there that want a little chat or gossip, we'll be able to reach out to them tonight. But before we begin investigating, I thought it might be interesting to hear a little bit of history about this castle. Claude!
Yeah! Woo!
Thank you, Mr. Tubley. I'm not a massive fan of public speaking, so I'll keep this brief. There isn't anything particularly unusual about this building at all. It was renovated in the early 80s to be a hotel, and it is still a hotel. That's it. But before the renovation, the original castle was built in the 13th century. It was nicknamed the Gateway to Hell. It is said to have been constructed over a bottomless well that was a portal to hell, and therefore the structure was built to contain the evil. Legend states that when the construction of the castle began, prisoners who had been sentenced to death were offered the choice of a reprieve if they were willing to be lowered down into the well and report back what they saw. The first volunteer only lasted a few moments in the darkness before screams were heard above. When the man was pulled up to ground level, his hair had gone white and he was unable to stop screaming. The owner of Manor Hill House likes to say he renovated the building to protect the locals from the portal of hell. But reports suggest that he actually built the place as part of a tax evasion plot. I know which story I believe.
Ho ho! Thank you, Claude. I think we can all agree that was a wonderfully told tale. But I would like to quickly state that Supernatural Paranormal Activity Weekend Organization doesn't confirm or deny the existence of hell or any portals to said hell, nor do we condemn or encourage any tax evasion activity that may take place in relation to said hell portal. Now that that's all cleared up, shall we make our way to the basement for the ghost hunt?
Oh, this bed feels so good. Ugh, the pillows are so soft and the duvet is cozy. I just want to lie here forever. Well, I thought the ghost hunt was never going to end. Do those meter things...
EMF reader.
Do they actually work? Because Alvin went crazy every time that little light flickered on. I actually thought he might faint with excitement when all three lights came on at once.
There is a science behind it.
He kept going on about auras and feeling the presence of spirits around us. But I don't know. I didn't really feel anything. Did you?
I did get cold.
Well, we were in an unheated underground cellar in Ireland in the middle of winter. Like, if you're not cold, you're probably dead. It was all a bit ludicrous tonight, wasn't it? The way he claimed he could hear a ghost child singing.
Why is that ludicrous? The whole thing isn't meant to be a joke.
Well, did you hear anything?
No. Just wait until we get to meet Lady Victoria Fletcher tomorrow. Now, she's the real deal. She's done seances for celebrities and everything. Apparently, she's connected Paris Hilton with her dog Tinkerbell.
Basil says that can't be true. People aren't able to talk to dogs.
But Lady Victoria Fletcher isn't a normal person. Let me read you this article in Psychic Weekly about her.
Maybe in the morning. I'm really tired.
Oh, okay. Good night.
Good night.
That dog better not snore.
He won't. The country air has been good for his sinuses. Billy.
Yeah?
When I make jokes and stuff, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. You know that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Good. Night.
Night. You have got to be kidding me. Oh, stupid dog. There has to be somewhere else to sleep. Stupid dog with stupid sinuses. Hello? Is someone there? Claude, is that you? I'd really like a new room, please. Okay, I don't like this. I'm going back. Oh no, wait. Which way is back? Whoever you are, I'm sorry to have woken you. Please don't hurt me. Who are you?
Adelaide. Ah! I didn't mean to frighten you.
Where are you? I can't see you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot that some people are blind in the darkness. I'll light a candle. Are you all right, my dear? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
I got lost.
Is it on in this place? There are many dark corners for things to hide in.
You weren't at the ghost hunt?
Oh, no. I'm not part of that. I just stay here sometimes. I have history in this building.
That's cool. Was that you laughing a moment ago? Because I called out to you.
Oh, I must apologise, my dear. When you reach my age, your hearing can become quite unpredictable. I honestly thought I was the only soul left in these halls. You caught me in a moment of reminiscing.
Something funny?
Well, funny to me, anyway. I have a bit of a wicked sense of humour, you see. I think it better if I don't explain. Sorry, did you say you were doing a ghost hunt?
It's part of the Supernatural Paranormal Activity Weekend. There's a seance tomorrow, too.
Did you find any ghosts?
No. I'm not sure the whole thing really worked.
Perhaps. Or perhaps the ghosts didn't want to be found.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I've never been asked that before. I suppose I do.
I saw a ghost once.
Here?
No, it was at school. You see, there was a legend there about a girl named Isabel.
What kind of legend?
So, a really long time ago, Isabel was a student in the same school I went to. Apparently she was a knockout, had amazing red hair. The story goes that she fancied one of the male teachers, writing private love poems in her diary.
Why do we always love the wrong men? Did the teacher share her affections?
Well, that's the thing. One day Isabel found a note on her bed. It was from the teacher. He asked her to meet him that night in the woods next to the school. The creep. But Isabel didn't think he was a creep. She thought it was romantic. So she waited until it was really late before sneaking out. But when she finally got to the woods, the bastard never showed up. When Isabel got back to the school that morning, her roommate Kathy was waiting for her. The note had been from her. She had seen Isabel's poems and decided to play a nasty trick.
Oh, women can be so cruel to each other.
A right wagon she was. Mm. Isabel was so devastated that she threw herself into the school's Halloween bonfire that night.
That poor girl. And you saw her ghost.
Yes. It was Halloween and the bonfire was still just about burning. Everyone else had gone to bed. I looked up and saw Isabel standing in the dorm window. Ooh. Her red hair blowing in the wind as she stared down at her death. I ran up to the dorm as fast as I could, but she was gone.
Did anyone else see her?
No, just me. For a moment, I thought that the ghost might have wanted to talk to me.
Talk, yes. Or maybe she wanted help.
Help to move on?
Yes. Or help to seek revenge. I should go. It's very late.
Will you be here tomorrow?
Oh, yes. I plan to stay for a while. Here, take the candle. It'll help you find your way back to your room.
Thanks, but don't you need it?
Oh, no. I'm always able to find my way back.
You're listening to The Spa Weekend on Documentary and Drama on News Talk. You're listening to Documentary and Drama on News Talk. This is The Spa Weekend. A reminder that language features in this drama.
Rumours have it that fairies frequent these parts of the woods. They won't show themselves to us, and they're probably hiding in the safety of the surrounding trees.
He believes in fairies too. Surprise, surprise.
Sorry. I have dust-induced asthma. Well, actually, I like to think it's fairy dust-induced asthma. But that is, of course, the risk us paranormal experts must take. Now, where did I leave my inhaler? That's better. Where was I?
You were talking about how fairies hide in trees?
Don't encourage him.
Yes, exactly. Legend says that fairies may reveal themselves once they feel safe, but that a trade must be made. So, for a fairy to reveal the secret of themselves, you must first reveal a secret of your own. So, everybody, let's pause and take a moment to think of our secrets. And then, when you are ready, whisper your secret to a tree. If you're lucky, a fairy may reward your bravery.
So we're supposed to tell a tree, an inanimate object, a deep, dark secret.
Maybe I should tell it about the time I drank too much, vomited in Mum's wardrobe, and then blamed it on the cat.
I wouldn't worry about that. Your Mum's cat is an asshole anyway.
What are you going to tell the tree?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Well, you don't actually think there's fairies in there, do you?
Well, there's no harm in trying. It's not like anyone will hear you.
Well, I don't have any secrets.
Everyone has secrets.
I don't. And if I did, I've already told them all to you. Basil, why are you licking the tree? He says he likes the taste of fairies.
Now everyone, if you would please gather in close. I'd like to show you all this picture I have of a fairy. That was taken 30 years ago. It is undeniable proof of the existence of these incredible creatures.
I think I'm too tired for this.
Come on, let's go back to the castle. Lunch might be ready. I'm sorry that Basil's snoring kept you awake.
It's okay. I actually had to wander around when I couldn't sleep. Met this nice old lady. Her name was Adelaide.
Is she part of the Spa Weekend group?
No, she's just staying in Manor Hill House on her own. She was a bit weird, but you know, in an endearing sort of way. Told me that she had history here.
What kind of history?
I didn't ask.
Why was she up so late?
Suppose she wasn't able to sleep either.
Perhaps some pesky ghosts were keeping her awake.
Or maybe Basil's snoring is so loud that it's echoing throughout the building.
Ignore her, Basil. You're perfect in every single way. Oh, look. There's Claude. Why is he skulking around the castle entrance?
Good afternoon, ladies. How can I help you?
Hoping to grab some lunch.
Lunch is scheduled to begin in 45 minutes.
Yeah, well, we've had enough of Alvin's fairy tour.
It's okay if the food isn't ready. We just want to sit down inside for a bit.
I'm sorry, but you can't go inside just yet.
Why not?
The house is being prepared for this evening's seance.
What do you mean, prepared?
I think you're up to something, Claude. I can tell.
You're right. I am keeping a secret.
Knew it. Time to confess whatever dodgy dealings you're involved in. Drugs? Bootlegging? Illegal duck fighting?
Illegal duck fighting?
Don't tell me those ducks in that lake over there are just average ducks. They're absolutely ripped. Beasts they are.
You see, the thing is, this is actually quite embarrassing for me.
I love a scandal.
I was hoping. I mean, I would like. Sophie, would you be kind enough to go for a walk with me?
A walk?
Yes. By the lake, preferably. I've heard people say it's rather pretty, despite the unusually muscly ducks. Personally, I wouldn't know, as I rarely leave the darkness of the castle.
Oh. I wasn't expecting that.
Perhaps it's a bad idea.
No, no, it's not a bad idea. It's a good idea. Great idea. In fact, I think it's the best idea I've ever heard.
Really?
Yes. Let's go now. Billy can take Basil so we can be alone.
But Basil doesn't like me.
Of course he does. He loves you. See? So, tell me, Claude. Your skin is so smooth and pale. How?
I rarely see any daylight. But it does mean I have a severe vitamin D deficiency.
I guess you and I will just stay here some. We could play fetch. No fetch. Got it. You're really not a normal dog, are you?
Hello.
Oh my God, I didn't see you there.
I'm sorry. That seems to be becoming a habit of mine. Oh, what a sweet dog.
His name is Basil. He's more monster than dog.
I do love animals. I often feel like they're kindred spirits.
You know, the only people Basil can relate to is serial killers.
Oh, aren't you just precious?
Well, of course. It's just me he hates. Are you attending the séance tonight?
You know, I wasn't going to, but after our lovely conversation last night, I'm considering it. Though I might change my mind at the last minute. I'm not always great at these sorts of things.
There'll be loads of people there.
Yes, but unfortunately, I have a terrible habit of making myself the centre of attention. Did you find your way back last night?
Yes, but I wouldn't have managed it without your help.
I know this place well, but I know it can be quite mysterious to others.
You said you have history here. What did you mean by that? If you don't mind me asking.
It's a long story.
I'm in no rush.
Well, you see, when I was a young girl, I lived a stone's throw from this castle. My father's farm was small, but we got by, and it helped that I could sneak away to here when I wanted to fantasize about a different kind of life.
You wanted to live here?
More, I wanted to love here. Thomas, the eldest son. Well, I was besotted with him, and him with me. We'd meet late at night, picnic in the fields, skinny dip in the lake.
That lake? The one with the steroid injected ducks and the freezing water?
You do mad things when you are in love.
Did you get married?
No. Devastatingly, no. Thomas made me promises, and I was naive enough to believe him.
Oh, so he was a player then?
He married another woman. Ruth. My best friend.
That bitch.
I was so angry with him. I should have ended my relationship with Thomas then, but I didn't. I suppose I believed that one day he would leave Ruth and marry me. I loved him, but I also really hated her.
Well, she did steal your boyfriend, so I can't really blame you.
I thought we'd get away with our deception forever. But of course, we were found out.
What happened?
I snuck in late one night, intending to be with Thomas, only to discover that he was away on business. Ruth lured me to the attic, saying that she wanted to talk. But when we got up there, she shoved me into a small room, locking me in instantly. I screamed until my chest hurt, begging her to let me out, but she wouldn't answer me. I could hear that Ruth's breathing was labored, and it sounded as if she was lifting something heavy. I then realized what she was doing. She was breaking up the door.
She wanted to kill you. Did you tell anyone what she tried to do? Did you tell Thomas?
I did. He told me not to take it so seriously.
Men, please tell me you dumped that dirtbag.
It ended, eventually. But it took some time for me to realize that Ruth wasn't the problem. Well, not the only problem, anyway.
But that's such a horrible experience. Why do you come here?
I'm not sure. I should go, really. But whenever I think of leaving, I say to myself, just one more swim in that lake. Maybe then he'll love me.
Will I see you tonight?
I haven't decided yet.
Jesus, it's dark in here.
I guess they're creating an atmosphere.
Do ghosts only like darkness?
I don't know. Maybe it's what Lady Victoria suggests. She is the expert. Oh, I'm actually so excited to meet her. According to Psychic Weekly, mediums like her are harder to book than it is to raise the dead.
Welcome, everyone. Please, come in and sit down. There should be a seat for everyone.
Here you go, Basil.
I don't think he meant for the dog.
He wants to take part in the seance. It'd be unfair to leave him out.
How was your walk with Claude?
Amazing. He was telling me all about the scandalous stories associated with this place. And let me tell you, this building has more drama than the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Is he coming to the seance?
No, said it wasn't his thing. But I might try and find him after. It's our last night here after all, and I've got to make the most of it.
May I introduce to you all the world famous Lady Victoria Fletcher.
Hello, everyone. I wish to you all, the living and the dead, the warmest greetings.
Oh my God, look at her. She's fabulous. Do you think I could rock a headscarf like that?
I can't believe she's actually here. Like, I knew she was coming. That's why we're here. But I don't know, I didn't believe she'd actually come. Wow, I'm really nervous. Do I look nervous? I feel nervous, but that's okay, as long as I don't look it. Do I look it? I look it. That's fine. Everything's fine. This is fine.
You're not going to faint, are you?
Shut up.
There are spirits around us. They walk through life with us, unseen and unheard. But do be certain, they are always with us. Tonight, if the spirits are willing, I hope to give them a voice. On the table in front of us all, you can see a bell, a whistle, and a lit candle. Now, the spirits may use some of these objects to speak with us. They may contact us in a different way, or they may choose to not contact us at all. In my lifelong experience as a medium, I've learned that all seances are unpredictable. Now, please, will you all join hands?
Basil, give me your paw. Billy, take his other paw.
Even your psychotic dog can't ruin this moment for me. This is epic.
Now, everyone, it is very important that our hands stay connected throughout. No matter what you see or hear, do not break the sacred circle we've created. Spirits, I call to you. If you are out there, please communicate with us in any way you can.
Oh my God. I hear something.
Sorry, that's my dog. He has sinus issues.
Would he like my inhaler?
Spirits, I call out to you again. We are friends, and mean you no harm. Is anybody there?
The candle. Someone blew it out. Oh my God, it's working. It's happening. There's a ghost with us. A proper, actual, real-life ghost. I might actually die.
Do not break the circle. Spirit, are you there? Who are you? Are you a woman? Or a man? Are you a friend? Are you a foe?
Maybe we should stop.
How much of a threat can a bloody ghost be?
We mean no harm, Spirit. We merely wish to speak with you.
Get out. This is my house.
Oh my God, I heard him. Did you hear him?
We hear you, Spirit. We were invited to this place.
I did not invite you.
You do not own this place, Ghost. You are a guest, just like the rest of us.
Doesn't that voice sound kind of familiar?
Shh!
I am the original owner of this castle. I built it over the portal of hell to protect the outside world. And you dare to disturb my rest? Leave, all of you, now! Or I'll open the portal to hell and you'll suffer unspeakable horror.
Basil! Stop! Basil, where are you going?
Don't do that, Spirit. We only want to talk.
The time for talking is over. I warned you. I warned all of you. You will now suffer for eternity, cursed and haunted by the evil spirits that are trapped in this house. You will feel pain and heartache. This fate cannot be avoided unless you show patronage to my home. Donate to the renovations, perhaps visit again in our low season.
What was that?
Spirit?
Something is biting me!
You are speaking of a cursed spirit. Maybe go back to that.
I'm turning on the light.
No, don't! You must not break the circle.
Claude? You're the ghost?
I knew I recognized that voice. How could you?
Get this beast away from me.
I told you, Lady Victoria, that I should have played the ghost. This guy's an amateur.
This was all fake? A trick? Screw this.
Billy, wait. Billy, stop. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. This was supposed to be my chance. My chance to meet people like me. People who are special. But they're all fakes, all of them.
Look, maybe you need to consider that no one can see the dead.
But I can. I've told you, in school I saw...
That was me.
What?
The girl above the bonfire at the window. That was me.
No. No, she had red hair.
I wore a wig. It was supposed to be a harmless joke, but then you told everyone the next day about what you saw and bragged about your ability to see the dead. It made you so happy. I wanted to tell you the truth, but I didn't want to ruin everything for you.
How could you?
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done it. You're still my best friend.
Don't follow me. There's nothing special about me.
What a terrible thing to think.
But it's true. You didn't come to the séance.
How did it go?
It was all a trick.
And you're surprised?
I thought the world was full of mystery and excitement, but everyone is just boring and dull.
I don't think that's true at all. My time here, it's had sadness and betrayal, but my life... it was definitely not short of excitement or mystery.
Betrayal? Yeah, I get that. That story I told you about the ghost in my school. wasn't real. Sophie, my best friend, she was playing a trick on me. But then she felt bad and didn't want to tell me the truth.
You're angry?
Yes.
Good. She betrayed your trust, and you have every right to be angry with her. She deserves to feel the pain you feel.
Can't believe she'd do that to me. And she had the audacity to say she was sorry.
Sorries are worthless. Those who betray you should be punished.
Punished?
Yes, swiftly and brutally.
It would be nice for Sophie to know how bad I feel right now.
Exactly. When I found out my best friend was marrying my true love, it left me breathless.
That's awful.
It felt like I was drowning. So I knew that's what I had to do to Ruth. I had to drown her.
What? You mean figuratively, right?
I waited for her one night by the lake. She came there often to swim in the dark waters. She did it because it was what Thomas loved, and she wanted him to love her, but Thomas never loved her, only me. She was alone that evening. I often wonder why Thomas wasn't with her. Sometimes I like to think he knew. He knew what I was planning, and he wanted me to do it.
You just talked, right? Please tell me that you and Ruth just had a nice conversation.
I followed her into the water. We were in the deepest part when she finally saw me. And her face, it was just full of confusion. Even then, she didn't know how much she'd hurt me. I had to show her.
You killed her?
It was the only way. It is the only way when someone has betrayed you.
No, it isn't. I think if someone wants to make up for what they did, you should give them a chance. And Sophie, she's hurt me, but I don't want to harm her.
If you think that way, truly, then you are a fool and I can't help you.
Billy, stay right there.
That's Sophie. I knew she'd find me eventually. Look, Adelaide, I get that you were hurt about the whole cheating thing, though I will point out, you also cheated with Thomas. But killing your friend? Like, you're not actually admitting to murder right now.
I thought we saw the world the same way, Billy. But now, I'm not so sure. I think it's best I go. I got my revenge. I always get my revenge. Goodbye.
What does that even mean? Adelaide!
There you are! I've been looking for you all night. Are you okay?
I don't know. Adelaide, she just told me something concerning.
Billy, I'm so sorry. What I did, it wasn't funny. I just knew afterwards that I'd gone too far, and I was scared that if I told you what I did, you'd never forgive me and I'd lose my best friend forever.
It's all right.
It's absolutely not all right.
Look, I hate that you lied to me, but I know that you weren't trying to hurt me. I'm just sad.
What? Why?
I can't see the dead. I'm not special.
You don't need to be able to see the dead to be special. Billy, there is no one else in the entire world that would be able to convince me to go on a supernatural paranormal activity weekend with them. I would do anything for you because you are so special to me. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, enough of this mushy stuff. Can we please go home?
Yes, definitely. Where's Basil?
Oh, he's already in the car. After he bit Claude last night, he ransacked the kitchen. There's not even a scrap of food left. Alvin chased him with a butter knife and he's been hiding in the car ever since.
Before we go, I need to tell you something. Something that Adelaide just told me as you were walking over. I think she just confessed a crime to me.
I didn't see anyone with you, Billy.
Oh, you just missed her then, but she was here. Apparently, when she was younger, she was in love with the guy who owned this place, Thomas, but the asshole married her best friend Ruth instead. Adelaide is now saying she drowned Ruth as revenge. Like, she just confessed to murder. That's crazy, right? Sophie? Are you okay? You've gone pale.
Yesterday, when we were walking, Claude had this book and he showed it to me. It was the diary of one of the old owners, Thomas. He wrote that he believed his mistress, Adelaide, had drowned his wife.
Oh my God, it's true then. Sophie, we need to go to the guards.
Billy, stop. Thomas's journal. It was dated 1812.
No, that can't be right. She was here. Adelaide was standing right here. You must have seen her.
No, I didn't. You were alone.
Oh God.
Not oh God. Oh ghost.
Do you really think...
What else could it be?
I've been talking to a ghost.
A murderous ghost.
She wanted me to...
She wanted you to do what?
Doesn't matter. I wouldn't have done it. I'm not like her. Let's go.
Do you think the ghost will follow us?
I don't think so. I don't think she gets to leave. But we do. Is that a new robe? When did you get a new robe?
That's a long story. I'll tell you in the car.
The Spa Weekend was written by Emily Gilmore Murphy and directed by Hugh Hick. Lorna Fox played Billy and Chloe O'Reilly was Sophie. Claude was played by Carl Quinn and Alvin was played by Donica O'Dea. Mary Murray was Adelaide and Lady Victoria was played by Katie McCann. Peter Dunn was the script editor, while original music was composed by Justin McCann. The programme was produced by Heather MacLeod and made with the support of Cumasú na mBan and the television licence fee. For more, see newstalk.com.